Okay, she said, quickly throwing on her clothes. Give me 5 minutes and don't you dare go anywhere. Susan waited for the door to close before dashing straight into Jenna's bathroom. She pulled down her trousers and stared in horror at a huge thatch of freshly washed, bouncing black pubic hair. Compared to Jenna's bald eagle, it looked like she got a prize-winning topiary hedge growing between her legs, or a genuine 60s afro with added hair extensions. She gasped and pressed on it gently, watching as it sprung back into position, something that she'd been terribly proud of only an hour ago. Susan panicked. She'd spent a good 10 minutes when getting ready, plucking away at the odd runaway hair on the inside of her thighs or the base of her stomach, and had assumed that that degree of preening would be enough. How wrong had she been? Susan Quinn took a deep breath and looked down at herself once more. Her muff was plump. No, it was more than plump, it was vivacious. And up until now, she considered it a fairly redeeming feature. She didn't have a minge with long or lanky lengths of hair. She had a muff that was fully thatched and laughing with life. Susan caught sight of herself in Jenna's bathroom mirror and watched as the colour drained from her face. It has to go, she realised, scanning around the small space for any signs of a sharp instrument. She spotted Jenna's stripy wash bag resting next to the sink and reached for the zip, sighing with relief as she saw the electric lady shave nestled neatly in an inside pocket. She pulled it out and switched it on, reassured by the powerful buzzing and the tilting blades. Susan silenced the machine and yanked off her bottom half, quickly lifting the lid of the toilet. She sat down and spread her legs, positioning the shaver at the top of her thatch. She'd just mow it all off, she decided, quickly flicking the switch back to life. With one swift action, Susan Quinn plunged the machine deep down into her mountain of muff. Her scream was shrill. Ah! She cried as the blades ripped the hair from the root. Fuck! She screamed as her muff started to mat. No! She wailed as the stabbing got slower and the churning got louder and the buzzing ground to a sudden halt. Susan Quinn almost threw up. The pain was utterly unbearable. Matted amongst her mound of pubic hair was Jenna's shaving implement of choice, a top-of-the-range electric epilator that used forcible extraction to rid the body of hair. Susan leaned backwards and was momentarily relieved by the cool toilet seat pressing against her naked back. She bit her bottom lip and told herself not to cry. She had time, she thought, moving forwards and supporting the machine with one hand. She rose from the seat and hobbled to the sink, reaching for the wash bag and praying she'd find some scissors. Susan gasped. No scissors. She told herself to calm down and unclipped the pocket at the front. It was tight and she struggled to push her fingers all the way in. She patted around and discovered a loose tampon, 2 hair grips and a large amount of crushed up facial powder. Susan wailed in despair and leaned over the sink, knocking the epilator out of her grasp and sending it swinging between